Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Global markets look to be rebounding ahead of this week's decision by the US Fed on interest rates. But South Africa's taking pressure because of Eskom's load shedding. With Eskom's chiefs warning of a greater risk of more heavy load shedding to come, the rand has wilted, as well as mining and manufacturing shares on the JSE. After a day that threatened to end sharply down, the JSE All-Share Index bounced back just before the close to end in the red, but only 0.2%, 66,474, with the top 40 a little better, down just a tenth of a percent, 59,967. Resources were lower, listed property down quite sharply, food producers and retailers holding up quite well. And that's despite a rand moving consistently weaker in reaction to Eskom's decision to move to Stage 6 load shedding over the weekend. We're back now at Stage 5, but pressure remains on the rand. With the US dollar and euro at parity, the rand went to 17.75 against the dollar at one point last evening, although it has come back slightly overnight, trading this morning 17.68 to the US unit, 17.73 to the euro, 20.22 to sterling. The Minerals Council of South Africa, which represents the country's big mining houses, has added its voice to the protests about load shedding, saying that unnecessary bottlenecks are worsening the energy crisis. Council members have some 6,500 megawatts of embedded energy projects in the pipeline, reports Fin24, but these are largely for self-use. Nonetheless, when those plans come into fruition, it will certainly take pressure off the national grid. Further afield, after several days of downward pressure, markets have rallied ahead of this week's interest rate decision by the US Fed. No London yesterday, closed for the Queen's funeral, but on Wall Street, the Dow ended up nearly two-thirds of a percent, the S&P 500 about the same, the Nasdaq up three-quarters of 1%. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong up 1.4%, Sydney up 1.2%. Gold at 1675, platinum 921, Bitcoin 19,337, and Brent crude oil up nearly 2.5% to just over $92 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.